Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
All right, we're on.
We're on?
Yeah, we're on. We got it.
Oh. Yeah. Well, Jeff's doing his normal.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
I'm trying to get the studio decorated.
Try it. I've heard about this for a month now. It's gone on.
Shut up!
Jeez.
Why don't you decorate it then?
Who's rubbing their face on their mic right now? Somebody's all in their mic, wiggling it.
I had to move it.
It's Jeff.
It was
Jeff.
Oh, it was terrible.
Stupid.
I should leave. I'm no good at this.
That's most
things. Well, you are no good at it, but... No, but you're staying.
Name the things you're good at.
He's good at retirement.
I'm not even sure he's doing that right.
He's not even retired yet.
Certainly no good at most things. So what do we got to talk about?
We had a rough night last night. We had to do the raffle up at the fire hall.
I forgot all about it again. Me and Holly went to...
You didn't get the call saying you won?
No.
Jeff just must have forgot.
I thought you were coming for dinner.
I thought about it, and then I forgot all about it again. Me and Holly went to Mariachi's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, way
could,
to go.
Could eat free.
Yeah, it was nice.
What do they need to eat free for?
That's the thing.
Stop. They don't do that kind of thing.
That's what rich people, they just throw money
away. Too many people there. Did you guys have a good turnout?
Yeah, it was pretty decent.
That's good.
They just threw the money at you. Here, just take the money. You want to, hey, Roach, you want a couple? How much? No, he doesn't ask how much they are.
No.
He just says,
put it on my tab.
Yeah. What do I owe?
It would have been nice to win. I would have been surprised last night. Hey, you won $6,000.
You won nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's my
big intro. Squat. Big zero. Zilch. Nada.
What would you have done with the $6,000?
I don't know.
Would you have to give it half to Hallie? Or Holly? Would you have to give half to her?
Give half to her. It's all our money. But
it's all our money. Like, he gets any of it.
We don't.
So you give it all to her then?
We don't. You get nothing. It.
Is the reason you have cash on you all the time, is that your allowance? Does she give you, like, a little envelope with a certain amount of money in it?
Go back and watch House Gets a Cut, and you'll know why I have money on me. Listen to that.
How do you even know the name of the show?
Because it was named, I named it. I know all the ones I name.
How come Josh doesn't mention when he just rattles the mic over there?
Oh, does Josh?
He only mentions when we do.
Because I edit those out. I'll go through. No one's going to hear that. I turn up the volume when you guys make mistakes.
He doesn't know how to edit it out. Everyone's going to hear it.
Well, he knows that none of us are even going to be able to notice it.
We got any topics?
Nope.
This is boring.
We got nothing?
No, this is, I just figured we'd kind of
just do
a little freeform on this one.
It's freeform on everyone.
Do we have any poop or puke or pee we can talk about?
Search
sewer.
Poop questions.
No, stop.
Vomit.
We've had way too many of those over the years.
Let's see. What do we got here? Usually I try this.
What are you, just looking up something?
No, I mean, I got a big list.
Can we talk about food? Is there any?
Let's talk about
hamburger place. I want one of those.
Stooges?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that place.
Oh, no free.
Nobody rides
name,
for free. No, that's all right.
Did you get the sweet potato fries?
No. I'm going to do that next time.
Ask him why.
Nope.
Just get it out of the way.
Never mind.
I can't do the sweet potato fries.
Little Zinc complained that he wasn't talking about it as much.
We don't talk about the diabetes as much.
Oh, boy.
See?
He brought up something else, too, that I wanted to hammer him about.
This is why our listeners are, it's going down, because people said, hey, I tuned in because I thought this show was about diabetes. And now that it isn't, I'm getting off.
That's why our numbers are going down.
And here's the deal with the sweet potato fries. Actually, the sweet potatoes are better than regular potatoes.
Now, I want you, Ryan, before he tells the story, I want you to know, on a drive into work one morning.
This is
a good 5 to 10 minutes of our conversation. Was the nutritional balance of sweet potatoes and why he's upset that they're compromising his enjoyment of sweet potatoes.
Well, first of all, I don't like sweet potatoes.
Sweet potato fries, though?
I don't mind them.
Delicious.
I don't mind them, but I prefer regular.
Me
potatoes.
Too. Mm. Yeah, I will go there. I don't mind them. I don't dislike them. I don't mind them, but I would always pick regular French fries over sweet potato fries. Mm. But these sweet potato fries, you said, are like just...
They're glazed.
Glazed.
They are covered in a honey butter brown sugar glaze.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's good for the diabetes.
See, if I had known that when we went there the first time, I would have ordered them. But I
told you that, you freaking idiot.
I just thought they're regular.
Hi, with that.
They're sweet potato waffle fries that are nice and crisp too, and they're covered in a honey butter brown sugar glaze.
Can I get extra of that?
It's like dessert with your meal.
I got to ask you, Roach. I can't ask Ryan cuz I know he doesn't like ketchup, but can you still dip those in ketchup?
Why not?
You wouldn't want to.
You don't want to.
No.
You just eat them straight.
Next time we're there, I'll try it both ways.
Yeah, why don't you get them?
You'd have sugar on sugar there.
If you're
I like it.
Double sugar doesn't sound bad.
If you're dipping a sweet potato fry in anything, it's honey.
No. See, if it's a plain sweet potato fry.
Yeah, I dip that in ketchup.
That's ketchup.
Oh.
Not in. Oh. See, you can't say because you don't like ketchup.
Oh, ketchup, gross.
Cousin Todd calls him the 21st century Wilford Brimley.
I wish I could become the 21st century Wilford Brimley.
That's funny.
Me too.
I wonder how much he gets paid to do all those ads.
Is he still alive? No, he's dead.
The Price is Right.
I don't know. Is
You know, nobody get your phones out. We're going to play a fun game called Is Wilford Brimley Dead Yet?
I'm saying he's dead.
I'm saying he's dead.
No.
No, I'm saying he's not dead.
Nope.
All right.
Two to two.
And 2 to 2?
I'm going to say he is...
104.
No.
78 years old.
He's older than
Wait.
That.
Wait. No.
He's 88. We,
all right, here's what
this.
I will tell you.
We
first,
can figure this out.
First, I will tell you Wilford Brimley is still alive.
Yes!
All right, we can figure his age
now,
out.
How old is he?
When was Cocoon out?
I'm saying 78 years old.
What year was
he's
Cocoon?
Older than that.
88.
Was Cocoon in the 80s?
I think Cocoon.
How the hell do I? I can't remember yesterday.
I want to know, how does this help you carbon date Wilford Brimley?
Okay, because we talked about that on the show. That Wilford Brimley was like 49 when he did.
Yeah, we did talk about
when he did Cocoon. That's early. That's like mid-80s.
Is this a Four Fat Guys podcast or a Four Fat Guys fan podcast? We're quoting episode titles.
We talked about this because we were.
We did talk about
it. It was amazing because he didn't look like he was 49 when he did Cocoon, and he was playing probably.
Well, because he's looked 78 for the last 40 years.
Maybe that's the diabetes.
85.
He was born as a baby grandpa. Now, what's
maybe
the age?
That's the diet.
Ryan's saying 78.
I'm saying 84.
We're playing Price is Right rules. 84?
Yeah.
84.
Wait, no. Right.
Okay, hold on. Right. One at a time.
Wow, did you see Roach?
One at a time.
No. Roach, such a jerk. Grumpy old man says 84, and Roach goes, how can I best screw him over?
Price is Right rules.
I'm going to go 85.
All right. Stop.
Do you want to go $1?
Always my approach when Jeff.
He's trying to calculate.
I'm going
to
go 79.
No, he's older than that.
Wow, another jerk.
Wow.
The correct answer is 84 years old. Hey, Grumpy old man with the big win.
84.
Wow.
This could be a new segment. are they dead yet?
What's he look like now?
People will have to listen to that.
If we
Wilford Brimley,
if we ever can make a YouTube channel, which it's coming, right? Yeah.
What do you think his net worth is?
Yeah, whenever that happens.
All right, let's go on both of those. All right. Net worth, Wilford Brimley.
$3.3 million.
No.
There's just a picture of Wilford Brimley for everybody.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's looking a little worse for wear.
He's got a big white handlebar stash, though, going on.
Looks like he's
in the cowboy hat.
And the cowboy hat in that picture.
It's a look.
It is a look. He's probably not looking bad.
He's worth $10 million.
Are you serious?
$10
million. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we didn't even get to guess.
I know. Yeah, we were playing the game.
How's that a game? We're going to play a game. What do you think Wilford Brimley's worth? He's worth $10
million. you were too slow. I couldn't
I was
for
ready
it.
To go. I'm glad he said it, though, because I was going lower than.
That's not Ryan a game.
I was just going six.
$6 million?
That's, yeah. That's not a what'd game. That's say, just you
three?
Telling us stuff.
I said $3.3 million.
See, I was going lower than that, too. But then
I was going higher than that.
Net worth surprised me sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Wilford Brimley really hasn't been in many, like.
Big movies?
Huge.
Cocoon.
Blockbuster. That's about the biggest. He was in The Thing.
Well, that's pretty big, too.
He was in The Firm.
That was okay. Big. Oh, yeah. He's had a terrible career.
And he's been doing it. He was spokesperson for diabetes
but other,
for years.
Other than that, I mean, I'm not seeing any.
Other than them three huge movies?
We would even. Usually, if you've been in three huge movies, you're going to be in about 40 huge movies.
Other than those three blockbusters, he really hasn't been in anything.
I mean, he was in, Titanic, Casablanca, but, I mean, other than that.
I don't think he's much of an actor. I mean, he only won three Oscars.
Usually, if you win one of those, you get, like, 12.
Yeah.
I was looking at the net worth of quarterbacks. Who do you think is
Game then.
Who do you think was the highest net worth in quarterbacks?
What?
Peyton Manning.
I don't think you're going to get it.
Wait, was. Ever or current?
Right now. Who's the highest? Who has the
Sam
highest
Bradford.
Net worth of quarterbacks?
No,
in
but
the
I'm
NFL?
Saying like quarterbacks currently playing.
Any quarterback in the that played in the NFL
that has played.
Net worth.
Yep.
Peyton Manning. He owns all those pizzerias.
No, he doesn't.
That's
does
Papa
he?
John.
That's Papa John's, you dummy.
It's not called
he
Papa Peyton.
He has all those franchises, though.
Of Papa John's.
He owns a boatload of Papa John's.
Well,
he wait.
What? I'm thinking it's Montana. It's
wait,
retired.
So hold on.
See,
he's
I
not just
still
a celebrity.
Gone with Brady, even though
he wait, isn't made.
He's not just a celebrity spokesperson for Papa John's.
No, yeah, he has really. A ton of Papa John's franchises.
That's shocking.
How much could those places make, though?
More than you think.
See, I think there's a difference. Net worth of quarterbacks and how much did they make in their career.
I didn't say how much they made in their career.
He said
that's what
worth.
I'm saying. It's net worth. So I think you got to go with someone who's been around a while. You know what I mean? That's had money, you know, been
Montana,
in the league.
I don't think you're going to get it.
Montana
well, then it's not Peyton. If it's not
no
Peyton
while.
Manning, if he keeps saying we're not going to
get it. How about
Terry
Bradshaw?
You got to go back deeper.
Deeper than that?
Yeah.
That's what I see. What I mean, woo! Oh, Staubach.
It is Roger Staubach.
Roger Staubach, because he's done.
He was
he's
worth
a business
half a
guy.
Billion dollars.
Yeah, he's a huge business
like
guy.
Holy,
wow.
Just came to
he
me.
He had businesses.
Yeah,
so he was.
He didn't make
I
didn't it.
Say
there.
He didn't.
I'm sorry, yeah, I'm
but I just
that.
Just clicked in my head. I've seen articles on that he's a big business guy.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he was the highest by far.
Yeah, I believe it.
I got. It. I win.
No, four guesses. Then you win?
That's how
yeah,
it works.
I don't think so.
You guess until you get it, and whoever gets it wins.
That's not how it worked in school.
It did for me. Yeah. I passed. Yeah, you just they give it back to you, try another answer. You give
you
it back
got
to
a
them.
Sympathy diploma. That's what you got.
Yeah. They said, let's get his
get,
ass out of
get
here.
Get
a,
out of here.
A thanks for trying diploma?
Hey, whatever it takes.
Hey, Principal Martin, this Roush kid, he's got a 42-point average again. All right, just let him go. We've had enough.
Just pass him.
Here's my question. If we added up all of his test scores, does he get to a 65?
Oh, no.
I did surprisingly well at school.
Are you talking about the 10 pitcher? Yeah, get him out of here.
You know that kid in the gym
class
one day? Oh, that kid? Yeah, he's got to go. We got to get rid of him. He aged out.
Hey, if you just keep showing up, eventually they'll give you a diploma.
There is something to be said for that.
Hey,
you
saw every day.
You know damn well they get rid of kids because they're annoying.
That's how you graduated.
Hey,
it worked for me.
Back in the day, they could do that more, but now it's a little harder to do that.
Yeah, but if you show up every day and at least put in minimal effort, you're getting through.
You still have to pass Regents exams.
You're getting through.
Have to pass Regents exams. I mean, there's no getting through that. I mean, there's a lot of ways around that now, but you still have to pass.
I didn't have to pass them.
Well, back in the day, they didn't. You could have a local.
They didn't
or
have
Regents
exams in 1942.
I'm sure they did.
When you graduated, they definitely did.
I'm sure but they did.
I guarantee you, there were a lot more 3-year seniors than there were nowadays.
Right. Yeah,
when we were there.
Well, because you had either a Regents or a local diploma back then.
Yeah, they don't have
the local. So if you decided, hey, you as a student could go, yeah, I'm not going for that Regents diploma.
Yeah, that was my plan.
Then they just go, oh, okay. Then
I didn't even know there was one. So
then they could go, hey, we could get rid of you anytime then. Cause
they thought about telling these two about it, and then they're no, there's just one way. There's just this local diploma.
Hey, I did not know there was a region. I knew there was a Regents diploma when I was in school.
I didn't know anything. I didn't care.
That's for kids that don't get hit at home. That's not for normal kids.
My counselor said to me on the exit interview, the when they meet with you to say, so what are you doing with your life? You know, where you usually, hopefully you go in and go, well, I'd like to go to college and do this and that. Mine just flat out said, you know what? I think the military's right for you.
Well, we've had that. That's what happened to me.
Yep.
If you're not taking Regents exams or the SATs, they give you another test. When I was in school.
Yeah, the ASVAB.
And it's an aptitude test, right?
It's the ASVAB to see.
And they called me to the office and was like, you got to join the military. And I was like, I'm not doing that. And the guy's like, no, you don't understand. You're not going to have to fight. They're going to give you the same sort of test, and you can go work on tanks or planes or whatever you want. And I'm just like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But that was his whole thing. He's like,
no, because they tell you you're not going to fight.
Yeah.
I love how he's telling that's you.
He was like, you scored really well on this. They're going to give you the same test.
Yeah, but
they're going to send you right to
the day they decide they need another guy. They're going to start
pulling. But I was just like, yeah, whatever.
Once you're in there, they pretty much
they're
decide.
Not gonna go, I don't know, because I had recruiters call me.
No. My counselor said I don't have to fight. He said I don't have to fight.
I had recruiters call me.
Oh, of course they did.
But I wasn't interested in that.
Yeah. I'm sure
I couldn't
did.
Leave home anyways at that time.
Call up Mr. Barston. He said I don't have to fight. He gave me a no-fighting hall pass.
He promised.
Yeah. I'm sorry, General.
Sergeant Jones, my recruiter, said I didn't have to fight.
He told me outside the cafeteria.
Hey, I pitched a tent in gym class one time. I can't go in the fight.
They say, well, then you can pitch a tent out on the battlefield too, buddy.
All right, speaking of high school, I got a question for you. Would you, to make $1 million, would you rather have to relive a year of high school?
Absolutely.
Or work full-time as a clown for a year?
A year of high school? I loved high school. Loved it.
I'm taking the clown all day
long. I wouldn't take the high school, but it depends on what year.
Here's the deal.
Loved
you
it.
Can pick whatever year you want, but you got a Billy Madison it. You're going back now.
As an adult?
Yes.
Oh, we did this already.
And
you got to pass tests and stuff?
I don't care what class I go back to.
He didn't say anything about passing. No. He said you have to live another year.
You have to go through a year of high school.
I'm doing it.
I would definitely go back. I don't care what those kids think of me.
Right. I don't either.
I just sit there and get it done.
I'm clown
all day.
No way. I'd be there. It'd be a blast.
I would just ask this because I was curious if anyone would go clown. It seems to me like an obvious answer.
Well,
you go with high school. You go with high school.
Yeah. Why would?
Well, he's going with what he knows.
Has anybody seen the new Netflix show, Trigger Warning, with Killer Mike? The rapper?
Right now, I have no idea what you're talking about.
So one of the episodes, he talks about how the education system's broken and he wants to fix it. Because he wants to teach people real life skills that they can actually use to make money. And so he brings in this handyman to try to teach these people how to do some things. And they got no clue what they're doing. So what he does to drive home the message is he creates pornos where they're fixing things while having sex. And he does a pre and post test. And on the post-test, they scored 70% higher than on the pre-test after watching this porno where they're fixing things. Yeah.
Well.
It was pretty
genius.
What's
the show called?
Trigger Warning.
Trigger Warning.
Yeah.
Is it like a reality show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With Killer Mike. I've never heard of him before.
Sounds stupid.
I'm watching on Amazon Prime Catastrophe. Anybody?
No.
Rob Delaney, it's a British show. They're in England, but it's an American. He's an American, and I think it's good. I'm just throwing it out. It's a good show.
Like a reality show, too?
No,
it's scripted?
It's like a sitcom.
Reality shows are scripted, too.
Right. But
it's a good show, though.
Sounds like it sucks.
We've been watching.
You suck.
We've been watching. They've got that. It's what's it called on Netflix? Extraordinary Homes or something like that.
I can't watch it. It pisses me off.
Yeah, we've been watching
that. Some of those people have so much money, they don't even know what to do with it.
I hate people. I do hate people.
We just watched the one where the guy
built the
roller coaster in his backyard.
Oh, we haven't gotten to that one yet.
Jeff's just on the borderline.
There was one.
I hate both of you two, actually. The two of you. More money than you know what
you
to
know
do.
What I found out
I'm
on
just
that
a poor country
watching that show?
To make a living.
Rich people want you to know how rich they are.
Oh, yeah.
Because not only do they build these fancy houses, but the whole damn thing's glass.
Oh, yeah.
So even when you're inside, all you can see is them and all their nice shit that they've got inside.
Yeah.
It's obnoxious.
They do want that. I like to watch those HGTV shows where house hunters and stuff like that. But I hate when it's like, well, this newly married couple has got a budget of $1.5 million. And I'm like, who are these people?
Well, and also the stuff that...
Rich people.
The stuff that they get all like angry about.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, this room only has 3 walk-in closets, and that's not really enough for me.
Yeah.
Shut up.
They go into their master suite, and they're like, well...
What? I'm not really happy with the carpet here. It's kind of scratchy on my feet.
Wait till you see the one, Josh. I think it's the same one as the roller coaster, where the guy has so much friggin' money, he takes an airport hangar... Or airplane hangar, whatever, a massive steel structure, and makes the walls glass, because of course you got to see it.
Yeah.
And then puts a country farmhouse inside of it. He moves all of this stuff. None of it was there. And puts an old country house in farmhouse inside of it, and his office building inside of it. So that he can be like in his house, in his office, or outside, inside, all in this building. And it's just like, let me show you how rich I can be. I can make my whole world inside of this building.
Yeah. Pretty much I hate people.
Did you see the local boy on...
On the House Hunters?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, who was that?
I'm not saying any names, but...
Yeah, we're not dropping names.
Why not? What's the big deal? He was on House Hunters.
Yeah, I know.
He put himself on a...
You know...
He doesn't want to be associated with this shit.
But they never say his name on there. They never say their name.
Oh, they don't?
It's only first names.
First names.
And they don't want to be associated with
this. An apartment we
show.
Lived in was on House Hunters
You know
once.
What? I also
It was
heard...
the shitty one that they were trying to leave. You know, at the beginning when they're like bumping into one another and they're complaining about everything? Like...
That's the house you bought.
Six months after that episode came out, we moved into that apartment. It was in Geneseo.
They bought a... Yeah, you know what? That House Hunters has done... Because I heard the woman that does that has the company, the realty business, she said they've connected with them. They've done like 6 or 7 houses from Rochester. That have been on the show.
Yeah, they've done a few.
Yeah, that have been on the show. But this couple just happened to be from... They're from Medina. Or he is. Right. But they weren't ever living in Medina, were they?
I don't think so. Not as a couple, anyway.
Right. They were living out in Rochester and then bought a house out there.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break and get paid. And we'll come back.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching,
oh
cha-ching.
Gosh, like in six digits now.
I can get on one of those HGTV shows and with
you
a budget
could,
of $1.5 million.
You could buy HGTV if you wanted.
Do you have any sound effect buttons over there?
Here.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the sound of
somebody
typing.
Effect. What are we on, a talk show? And
you can't hit the cash register button or anything?
Hold on, let me look it up. Cash. Let me go to YouTube.
Jeff's falling asleep over there. Why? Yeah. Did you have a rough night last night?
Yeah.
Why?
Do something for the first time in weeks.
Because you were
weeks.
Doing something?
No, I had a stupid stand on my feet all day.
Yeah, well.
Was that fun?
Yeah, that's...
No, it sucks.
That's pretty much everybody.
Oh, there it is.
Is that what you wanted?
Now it just sounds like we're buying something. It doesn't sound like we're getting money.
I'm just going to look up sound effects now for the rest of the show. You guys do whatever you want.
Can we get like a duck quacking now?
Oh, we got this.
Why don't you just have shortcut buttons for these things?
Why would we have sound effects?
Why wouldn't we? Oh, no.
Hey, that could be just before a roach's rant. Where's the roach's rant, man?
Yeah, where are they?
You got nothing to be angry about?
From Mr. No. Angry Man. You haven't been angry
much. Hear me complain about Jeff. Not really.
Hey, actually, I have something I'm angry about.
Oh.
It's not really angry. I'm going to feel dumb when I say it, but that's all right. So, you know, for some reason, we have a plastic bag of Bazooka Joe bubble gum, like in our top cabinet, and I found it.
I like Bazooka.
I found it over the weekend. You know how they always have like the comics inside?
Oh yeah.
They've just completely given up.
No comics?
No. It's so the first one I open up is just one panel from a comic, and it's just a picture, and then underneath it says, "You tell the story of how this happened."
Oh, wow.
That's not how this works, Bazooka Joe. You're supposed to tell me a story. Then there was another one, and it just said, make up a rap using these words. And it was like, kangaroo, missed you, color blue.
Let me look up the carbs in Bazooka Joe.
Oh, gosh.
I'm checking it out.
But there's no
gotta
work.
Be low. Like,
well, did you notice they don't give away toys in anything anymore? There's no prizes in any cereals. There's no...
You can put a code into an app.
Yeah. Yeah, put in 300 codes and we'll send you a free trinket. But there's never anything in the actual cereal boxes anymore.
That's because they got you hooked now. They don't need to do that.
All right. Does anybody want to guess on the calories and carbs of Bazooka?
I can't tell you
how much I don't care.
I'm concerned because I ate a whole lot of
Come on,
and
you're
it was
Mr.
Only...
Calorie Man now.
I don't chew Bazooka Joe, so I could care less.
I just think it's kind of fascinating. How much?
10 carbs.
10 carbs.
15 calories.
15?
You're like and a piece.
More, you couldn't be more stupid.
23 carbs and... 18 calories.
Okay.
What's the answer?
The answer is 70 calories.
Oh man,
in a Bazooka Joe bubblegum.
And you can't eat one. You can't have
one.
No, because it's only got flavor for 2 minutes.
No, I used to like to do. I'd take the regular and the grape and mix them. Throw the two pieces in your mouth. That was a nice.
And now you have diabetes.
Yeah, and they have 17 carbs.
I thought I had diabetes last night.
Why?
Yeah, we had to check his blood.
I was thirsty the whole night. I've never been like that.
Well, does it have anything to do with you moved for the first time in months?
Wow.
Other than to go to your truck so you could go get coffee?
Well, you know, I had a major knee replacement.
Maybe you should start parking and walking in and getting your coffee. Do a little exercise.
They got a drive-through window.
I'm just saying, get you a little exercise. Want to put years on your life.
Well, okay, let's take bets. Wait,
hold on. Roach had a really good one.
Who saw the inside of a fast food restaurant last? In the inside, who actually got out? Roach or Grumpy Old Man?
I didn't get out. Well, I don't remember. It would have been like probably Arby's or something if the three of us went.
I think both of them, it's probably not within the last 3 years.
Oh, it's definitely.
not by myself, for sure.
Did what? I missed it.
Has actually gone into the fast food restaurant, not just gone through. Because Roach is ragging on Grumpy Old Man that he needs to get out of his car and walk into the restaurant rather than just go through the drive-thru.
Well, I still work, so I still am moving.
We would go into Arby's.
Yeah, by myself.
Well, who would go in by themselves anyways?
Well, you used to in the 80s, when 70s and 80s, there were no, you didn't go through drive-thru.
Well, have you ever gotten to a place and the line is really long and you're like, it'd be quicker if I just went in.
That happens once in a while. Although I got a lot of time, so most of the time I just sit in the truck.
I go to a different place.
Have you ever been in one where you can't get out?
The drive-thru's the traffic.
There's a few where when you get in, you're in.
I tell you.
Hortons is like that.
A little claustrophobia for me. You get in one of those lines and you're sitting there forever, I start to get a little claustrophobic.
In your car?
Yes, I do.
Roll the window down.
Speaking of claustrophobia, Josh, how about basketball on Friday?
Oh, yeah, that was...
We're playing basketball at 6:30 in the morning.
There's, what, 8 of us there?
Yeah.
We're running down the court, and then power all of a sudden, jet, like pitch black.
You
can't
could
see
not
anything.
See your hand in front of your face.
Yeah. There were no emergency lights or anything. Then they're out for maybe 15 seconds. About 5 seconds in, Stubb goes, I'm getting a little claustrophobic, guys.
Claustrophobic?
Yeah, you could not see a thing, though.
No. You've hey, been
not
behaving.
Hey, I wasn't
you know
the
what
only
I,
loser.
You know what I said to that?
Do you know what claustrophobia means?
I wasn't the only loser, though, because even Eric was like, hey, nobody move. Because we were, you could not see a thing.
I've been in that situation.
Can't believe it's that. It
power
that
goes
bad.
Off at our work.
Fear of the dark and fear of small places are completely different.
It's not the dark.
There's some in some spaces, but not everywhere. I've been
no, claustrophobia dark. Is small places. Like it's, you've
yeah, so you don't have claustrophobia.
Well, claustrophobia is feeling like you can't move.
Yes, and that's, boom.
And if you're in the dark, yeah, you would get that sensation.
No doubt about it.
Why would you get that sensation? You're in a gym.
You
can't see in
can't
front of
see
you
where you're going.
You have
there's
so
nothing
you feel
to
like
hit
you
except
move.
For the other people. You just walk to the wall and then follow the wall out.
You can't even see the wall. You don't know the wall.
You put your hand. What is you guys never been in the dark before?
Well, in his defense, we're in the middle of a gym. Like it's not like the wall's right there. You're going
to
be walking for a while.
So you had to wait
yeah.
on the wall.
So you
seconds?
Keep walking until you hit the wall. You slowly creep till
I'm
you hit the wall.
I'm not saying he was in any real danger.
Listen,
I'm just
saying
it's not the craziest why, thing.
They call it claustrophobia. There's a name for it, and there's diagnosis for it.
Exactly.
People have
it's
it.
A medical condition.
It's a condition people
but
have.
But I guess Roach doesn't think people could have medical
no.
conditions.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out
you know
what he's
what?
Got.
You know
I think
what?
You could be claustrophobic. But I think getting all worked up because you can't see inside of a giant gym...
I didn't get, like, listen, I didn't wet myself or anything. I'm just saying.
We
was,
don't know that. It was in the dark.
Yeah,
was,
nobody knows. Nobody's
and we,
confirmed.
And we know from a previous show he has pissed his pants before.
I did. But it was claustrophobic no, event.
No one has confirmed that he wasn't urinating himself.
You know what? I would say your sciatica, no such thing. I don't believe it.
I didn't say it. I think you're misdiagnosing it.
No, I don't.
No.
Okay. Look it up. We need a definition. We need a medical
what?
Definition of claustrophobia.
I thought that
causes,
was being in a closed
symptoms.
In space.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could get it if you closed your eyes. there's a difference.
No, there isn't a difference. There is the difference is you can close your eyes, but you know you can open them.
When
in the dark, when it's dark like that and you have no control, that's
right.
different.
Roach, right, when you
ready?
Go to bed.
Here we go.
It's a control thing.
You know what? You
claustrophobia.
Can walk. Just walk, stupid.
Roach, when you go to bed at night, do you close your eyes and go, oh, no, I'm getting claustrophobic?
Claustrophobia is the fear of being enclosed in a small space or room and unable to escape or get out.
Yeah. Bingo.
See, that you have something different. You
Bingo.
Have control anxiety.
No. It's the same thing. What that just read was what I have.
They say it can happen in caves.
Yes.
Well, a lot of these are small places.
I could never do your missile thing. There's no way I could
do
that.
Oh, that was awesome.
Well, I'm
it's
sure
a room
it was.
Like this big, except a ceiling
Fear
floor.
Of large, dark
you said
spaces.
It was in a
Fear
small
of,
elevator.
Oh,
well,
yeah, you go in an elevator smaller than that closet.
Yeah, that would freak me out.
Oh, I loved it. That was great.
I would go, but Barbara couldn't do it. She couldn't go down the elevator.
I was just in the Air and Space Museum. The National Air and Space Museum in D.C. They got some pretty cool stuff in there.
You
a
know
lot
what?
Of the exhibits
Speaking
were closed,
of that,
though.
Mission Mars at Disney? Can't do that either.
See, that is tight in there. When you get
That's
in the,
way too...
I think maybe you have two things, then.
Right there.
You think he has two problems?
Yeah, claustrophobia and
no,
some
I,
sort of control
no,
thing.
No, it's claustrophobia.
Josh, Google claustrophobia and dark.
I'm telling you, when you're... Anytime I'm in a situation where I feel like I'm trapped and I can't get away, then
nyctophobia is what you might have.
I was in...
It's a phobia where you are uncomfortable with extremely dark places.
No, because no.
He doesn't know how to look it up.
I wrote claustrophobia and dark. Roll back the tape. That's what I was told to put in Google.
That's your fault. That's how it always works. If you don't agree with them, then you're stupid and it's your fault.
How did you not know how to look that up properly?
You are stupid, Roach.
Hey, all I'm saying is he's got two conditions. I'm telling you,
we read the definition thing
for claustrophobia. And when you're say
in
about
a pitch dark place, it feels like the walls are caving in. Like it feels like you're in a casket and you can't get out. And that's how it was that morning. It felt like
So you know you're in this massive gym and you feel like you're in a casket.
Okay, so let me go to you, Mr. Smartass. You know your life is great, but yet you're depressed all the time. Why does that happen? Why are you like that?
Well, I'm just saying I think they're two different things.
Your leg's fine. You can walk. Why do you limp around like you got some sciatica or something? What's wrong with you, stupid?
All I'm saying is you got two different things.
And I'm saying I don't think it's two different things.
Claustrophobia is a form of anxiety disorder.
What disorder?
Claustrophobia is a form of anxiety disorder in which an irrational fear of having no escape or being closed in.
Bingo. Thank you.
So if it's dark, what do you think you feel? Like you have no escape.
That's it.
I guess he does feel that way.
I didn't realize that Roach was a doctor. About
being dark.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was Dr. Roach we're talking to over there.
His first name, Cock.
He's
Dr. Cockroach.
Dr. Cockroach.
I just didn't know his name being Cock,
that's for sure.
He gets all defensive. I just didn't know that.
Well, you know
the
what?
Dark was a factor.
You're right. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were the doctor.
Look at that stupid kid over there.
Here.
He's not walking. Just because he doesn't have legs? Why isn't he walking?
You guys, whatever.
Hey, look, it's Dr. Roach and Dr. A-hole over here, too. Like, I'm going to die. Oh, hey, that's funny. You can't handle the dark.
I'm just asking. You guys get all defensive. Uh-huh. I was just asking.
So what happens when you turn off the lights to go to bed every night?
That's not the same.
It's not pitch dark.
He knows where
he is. It is not pitch dark.
And he has control.
Right.
That's the major factor.
That's true.
When you have control
right.
over it.
Well, why don't you carry a flashlight on you?
Okay.
I mean, if you have this condition, you carry one of the ones, you put it right on your zipper, and you're good. You know what? You just go bing.
Now I want to see him play basketball with a mag light on him.
He's got one of those mining. He's got a mining helmet on.
Wait, guys, I got my flashlight. Okay,
hey, you know what?
We're good.
Why carry a flashlight? Why don't you just have an LED light?
I'll
permanently implant
right.
it.
I should have that. I'll wear one of those miner's caps.
Hey, you can say whatever you want. There's little flashlights the size of a quarter.
Yeah.
That you can put on your clothes.
You know what you could do?
If I was had that condition, I would have one. Why wouldn't you?
Listen, it's not like, how often are you in pitch black?
Not very often, but
never.
I also know
you never
can
are, really.
In,
you're never really
in
a pitch
building
black.
At night. It can happen at any time. Power can go off at any time.
You know what I want?
I've played basketball for 15 years. We've never had that happen. So I don't think I need a flashlight.
Oh,
I got
another problem for you, Stub. Wearing tight neck clothing may also cause feelings of claustrophobia. You're going to have to get all loose neck stuff.
I don't wear I don't like to wear ties anymore. I'm
really?
Not kidding you.
It makes
I've
you
sat
nervous.
It.
Oh, you
it
know what you can do to rectify that?
It feels uncomfortable.
You know what you can do to rectify that? Get one of those snap-on ones so you just pull it off when you feel like that.
And hey, you know what he could do? He could get one of those novelty ties that lights up, and then it's two birds, one stone.
Well, here's
and
what
he
I
gets in a dark space, he slaps his tie, and it starts twinkling.
Just starts. It lights up for him.
Don't worry, everybody, I'm here.
Here's what I was thinking. He just wears glow-in-the-dark t-shirts all the time.
Well, do you have a bunch of clip-ons? That's what you should do. Just go to clip-on ties.
Or just not wear them.
A person who has claustrophobia knows that the fear is irrational. Thinking about the fear can create anxiety.
Yes, no doubt about it.
He just checked
you
his watch.
What?
He wanted to know what time we're leaving.
No.
He's getting nervous just talking about
I got
it.
I got my Nest Cam came on to tell me that
stalker cam?
Somebody's out in front.
Which one of your family members
no.
is a stalker?
The most common experience is feeling or fear of losing control.
Here's what Ryan's experience this weekend made me feel claustrophobic. He was stuck on an airplane for an hour and a half. Yeah. I could not take that.
We had it was real life planes, trains, and automobiles coming home. I was in DC for the week, and on the flight home, we knew the weather was bad here, and that if we flew, it was probably going to be a bumpy flight. But so we load the plane, they board everybody. We're sitting there. Pilot comes on, says, "We're waiting. There are some delays." We're sitting there. Then they tell people, "Oh, you can get off if you need to stretch." We're sitting there.
That's never good.
We're sitting there.
Because you know it's going to be a long time.
They did let you off.
And then if we wanted to, we just sat there.
Okay, see.
We just sat there.
That makes a difference.
But they did tell us that if we wanted to get off, they said, "Bring your ID and your boarding pass and don't go too far."
What the hell is going on here?
So then they get back on.
Josh really is spending this whole episode.
I have no idea. What are we even talking about?
We're adding sound effects from here on out.
No, we're not. That's cheesy.
Hey, we got 10 listeners. Maybe they'll like it. Maybe there's 10 more that'll go, "Oh, since you added the sound effects."
Then they tell us.
I'm not going to open up any. There's lots of boards I can pick from. I think the only one I'm going to need is the epic fail board.
Yeah, it's that's just a bunch true. Of.
There's two for loser and five for suck. So I think we're good.
If they told me you can get up and stretch, I would have been so off of that.
Then they got there's like a door in the back of the plane too that I didn't know that they had.
Whoa, that's not supposed to be there.
That they opened to let some air come through.
No.
Oh, well, that was
That's for emergency.
Yeah.
Called like, that we're jumping out of the plane.
Explain if there's a door in the back. At
in
the
way of the back
flight.
Of the plane. I only ever remember there being doors on the sides of the plane. No, this is in the way
doors
back.
On the sides are not doors. Them are where they push the whole thing out and go out on the wing.
Well, anyway.
I don't ever want to fly again.
So then they get back on.
That's another one of my fears. Look, that Dr. Roach, what do I got?
I just didn't know the dark could cause
it. Flight.
I love how I get criticized.
The fright of flight.
For possibly making fun of you.
Aviophobia.
I got aviophobia?
Yeah. Unless you're... Are you afraid of drafts and fresh air? Because that's aerophobia.
No, I like the fresh air.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. If somebody has that, they should come to Man Week with us. There ain't any fresh air, I can tell you that.
Nah, we open the door once in a while.
Because we have to.
Yeah.
Well. You have to get out. You have to leave.
I knew we were really screwed when they get back on the plane and they're like, "No, but really, if you want to get off and get something to eat, you know, that's fine. And,
we could
probably eyeball you if you don't have your ID and your boarding pass handy." And I was like, oh, there's no way this plane's going anywhere. If they're letting people on and off with no documentation, this plane is not going off the ground.
Were you off? Or were you on the plane when they said, "Folks, we're just not... this plane's not going to take off today"?
Yep. Because we sat there for like an hour and a half. I had Netflix on my phone. I was just sitting there watching Netflix. And
Killer Mike.
And finally, this is
a harrowing survival journey.
Finally, they come over and they say, "Oh, your flight's been canceled." And I look at my coworker and I said, "Are you saying we might be stuck in Wichita?" I said, "No, we are stuck in Wichita." And so then we ended up having to take a rental car, which was... No peach, but we got home. It just took a heck of a lot longer.
Although many people think that claustrophobia is just a fear of small
or
dark spaces.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What? I didn't know that.
You know what? Right there, buddy.
You make fun of it.
Right there.
I misspeak words all the time. I obviously have a speech impediment, but you guys, there's like 50 episodes where you're making fun of it.
No, it's not speech. You're just stupid.
Not knowing words and a speech impediment are two different things.
Yeah. Then.
Josh is done. We lost him. He's still looking
He's in the wormhole.
Okay, I got a question. I got a question for you. I picked this one out a while ago.
Is there a noise you're going to make when the episode is over?
I don't know. I got
to
find
Maybe
it.
We need to find
I just
that.
Found a whole page of celebrity soundboards, so now I'm just trying to decide which
you
celebrity
can
I want us to...
hit the sound when the show's over. We don't even have to say goodbye or anything. We'll just be... It's over.
It's official. You suck.
That could work.
I don't know. Do we have to pay licenses for this? Are we going to get sued?
What are they going to get from us? Who would sue us?
Well, if it's on the internet, I mean...
It's fair use.
Right. I mean, that's it. I just learned about that. They probably give you a certain amount that you can do, but if you want the full thing, yeah, you got
to
pay for it.
I think when it comes to songs and movies and that type of thing, you can use up to 30 seconds without having to...
Oh, we are good then.
Hey, what's the rule if you want to show clips on, like, YouTube? Can you take clips from other places?
I think it's like 30 seconds. Maybe it's even less.
Wait a minute.
If you say it's from YouTube.
Yeah, but what if we do, if this ever happens, we do YouTube and someone uses our clip? I want some cash.
Oh, then we're taking them to court.
Like someone's going to use our clip.
Oh, we'll sue them for all.
You can't see somebody having a clip of you going, you're stupid. Clipped onto something? I could see them.
We could be on a movie someday, and it would just be picking on how terrible this podcast is.
Well, yeah, that
I'd get him. I'd get him in court, and then you know what I'd say?
Do we get paid for that?
I'd say this. Hold on.
Wow, that went well.
There's a sick burn. Oh, okay. Never mind. It's not going to work.
Tell them. Hold on,
everybody. Silence for five seconds. All right, now at home you can edit it in. A really funny thing that we could have said there. Just pick something that would work.
It's like your cartoon. You had to finish the story.
Yeah.
Did you have a question?
Yeah, I got one here. At the start of the episode, Stubb said, do I have a food question? And I did. And then we just never got around to it.
Oh, well, what is it?
Talk a lot about favorite foods, right? And I just, I like to watch us try and figure out what we would do about our favorite foods. Mm-hmm. So here's one I came up with over the weekend. Would you rather never eat your favorite food again, or only eat your favorite food forever?
That one.
Only eat your
favorite food. The one first before. The first one.
Never eat your favorite food again?
Yep.
Yeah, because I'm not even sure what I would pick for my favorite food anymore. It used to be...
I could probably pick a favorite food, but eat it every day, it's not your favorite anymore.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, I could eat pizza every day. I don't believe it.
I feel like I could eat pizza.
I don't think so.
I don't now.
I eat pizza most days.
I don't now because of the diabetes.
Big difference between most days and every day.
Yeah.
Your only meal is
there's no doubt pizza. About it, but...
Well, there's breakfast pizza and dessert pizza.
Oh, we've done this before.
That's an old episode.
It is an old episode.
All right, here's a better one then. This will be our last question.
Last question.
Wait, I got a question for you guys, though. I need some advice.
You're a loser.
Loser. Hey, be careful. We might go over to the 30 seconds.
We don't even know if that's real 30 seconds.
Yeah, he just thought it. Like,
it might be 15 seconds. It might be 10. Who knows?
He might be just making it up.
That's what we finished the show with.
All right, what's your question?
So, my friend is getting married.
Good one. Perfect. Yes.
And they're a listener, too, so they're going to know who I'm talking about. Okay. They want me...
What's wrong with him, first?
Well...
Why is he getting married?
There's a lot wrong with him.
He's living the dream.
Yeah.
Remember when Roach used to live the dream?
Yeah, and we told him.
We told him.
We gave him fair warning.
We did.
Hey, I had a good run. Everything comes to an end.
It didn't need to, though.
I had a good run. What can I say?
Yeah, right, go ahead.
That was my escape.
I know.
Yeah, it never used to come over.
Yeah. It was my I got to go over and help Roach, and he's doing something, and we'd sit down and play stupid games or watch movies.
He used to call me sometimes because he had, like, an hour, and he'd have one of the girls with him. And so he'd be like, you got to clean your house up, because I'd have, like, a knife for cutting cheese on the coffee table or...
Open bottles of battery acid.
It was just the house not so suitable for children.
All right, go ahead with your...
So my friend's getting married and wants me to get ordained to marry them. Do you think that A, I should do it, and B, what religion should I do it in?
I will tell you that any organization that ordains you is not a religious institution.
Do we have to have a religious affiliation?
It doesn't have to be a religious, does it?
It should not be a recognized organization of any weight.
It has to be.
Of any type.
It has to be some kind of faith.
It's got to be something the state recognizes. That's all it's got to be.
Because
there's
a radio host out of Rochester who's ordained, and he's an atheist.
Yeah, but I think you still have don't look it up, Josh. Come on, hurry
you
up.
You can be ordained for anything. It's just got to be recognized by the state,
right? But the in order to be recognized,
you can be a non-denominational minister.
There you go.
There you go.
Non-denominational minister.
That's you.
With no religious affiliation.
I'm not reading more about it.
Wait, here's research.
Here's the question I have. Does it cost you anything?
Well, that's what I got to look into, too. I don't know what it
costs. Oh, I'm sure it costs you.
There's got to be some kind of filing fee with the state.
You have to get recognized by the state.
Yeah.
Right. Well, then I would go back to your friend and say, this is going to cost me $200.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, there's not a friend I have in the freaking world or family member that I would do this for. So I'm making it simple for you.
Why? Just because you'd have to fill out paperwork?
Yeah, I'm filling out paperwork or saying anything.
Plus, you
got
to stand up there.
I ain't doing any of that crap.
Oh, but they're no. They just want basically someone that can sign the paperwork.
Well, somebody's got to witness this.
They're not doing a ceremony.
Well, yeah.
It's gonna be those two and witnesses. And that's it. There's no actual like big.
You got to be the one that just says, okay, so here you got to sign this. You got to sign this.
There's no walk down the aisle. There's no none of that stuff.
I think they should rethink this because someday if they have kids and they ask, oh, when did you guys get married? We had an idiot marry us. That doesn't sound good.
You know what though? Kids have never asked me who about. They don't care about our wedding. They don't.
They never ask.
They don't
at all.
No.
Yeah.
They don't care about
what?
They don't even care that we're married, actually, my kids.
Who are you?
They care about is there cereal in the cupboard and milk for breakfast? And then
can you give me a ride somewhere?
Can I give them a ride or do I have some money they can have so they can go get something to eat?
What about when they were little?
I don't ever remember them asking a question about us getting married.
Your kids ask you about getting married?
They ask about when they were little, so I don't think so.
Why are we talking about this? I'm telling you, I would split wood for 2 hours before I would do that for 10 minutes.
I guess I'd have to see what was involved in it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do some Josh, how much does it cost?
It says a lot.
If you had a really good friend that was asking you, I think I would at least do the...
No, I wouldn't even do the research.
What's the big deal? You can go to the Justice of Peace. You make an appointment. It
costs
you $50 or $100.
They asked me. I can't just give them the finger.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, that's what being
friends. He's your friend.
I would look it up and just be like, you know what? Let me look into it.
I'll even go this far. I'll say this: if he was your friend, he wouldn't ask you this.
Oh yeah, I agree with that.
Hey, maybe he's gonna throw you a few bucks to do this.
Well,
you're looking like,
and
okay.
He might be listening to this episode. So, what do you think is the right amount for him to give me?
You or me?
No,
for him to give me.
If it was my friend asking me, the amount would be huge.
Okay, so
wait. No, here we go. Let's
throw a figure.
How
at
much
me.
Time do we have? Are we done?
We're at -4 minutes. So wrap it up.
All right, so if it was, first of all, somebody's covering the expense, whatever it costs to become ordained, because I'm not becoming ordained.
Yeah, you're not doing that bullshit.
And then I want, I don't know, I think another at least $100.
$100 ain't getting me there. No way.
I would say $100.
he'll probably listen to this, so.
$1,000.
$1,000? I like that figure.
That's too much.
I think.
I don't want to do it. If you're asking me what it would cost to get me there to do it.
No, here's my question. If you have to, like, take a test and stuff online.
Uh-oh.
No. If you have to, like,
There's no test.
If you have to go see a notary. No. If you could just put your name into a form online and then they send you a made-up certificate where, you know, ordained is spelled wrong, then yeah, you're good. I would do it for $100.
For me, it's $1,000.
$100 plus whatever.
I'm not getting
it costs
out of my chair for $100
plus
whatever it costs to become
ordained. And no expecting me to give you a gift.
I'm saying $1 million.
or what do I do? Do I ask for upfront money? Or do I ask for a percentage of what they get in wedding money?
No.
Ooh, I kind of like gamifying the wedding.
No, no. You're just saying.
I like this Tony Soprano ordained minister.
The truth is,
Listen, I need the house is going to get a cut.
You want me to do this? I'll do it. You just pay for it. It cost me $50. Can you just pay for me to become ordained? And that's all you say. And then you just hope that he, you know, he gives you a, hey, Ryan, here you go. Here's a little extra.
Here's a Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, for your troubles. Thank you for your doing it. We really appreciate it. You're the best. Here's $100. And I'd go walk away going, it was worth it.
I used to tell the guys at work they were truly my friends. They were really my friend. They wouldn't ask me to their parties. They wouldn't ask me to their weddings. Just leave me alone. Yeah.
How did that work out for you?
I went to a lot of weddings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it is funny when someone gets young, gets married in the group, it's kind of fun and exciting to be in the wedding party. But at a certain age, it's like, yeah, sorry, but you got to be one of my groomsmen or whatever. And then you're like, oh.
I don't know other people, so.
I don't really know you that well. You try to get out of it.
Weddings are the worst, too. They're just the worst.
They're nightmares.
It's the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I used to, and this is bad, I used to tell people I would rather go, depending on how well I know somebody, you know, if you know them real well, if it's, you know, casual, know them, I'd rather go to a wake than a wedding, because I can get out of there faster.
You're just in and out. You just boom.
You're in and out.
Hey, we're out.
My theory is, can I just send a card, you know? I'll send you a check. Don't make me come.
I'd give you more if I could do that.
Oh, hell yeah.
If they said, look, you can come to the wedding or put more in the card and not come, I check that
one. I like that. Yeah, you put down, do you want the beef, the chicken, or the screw you, I'm staying home? That option does cost more. There's an upcharge.
Right.
My last boss, in my previous job, her daughter came home with one of those forms to fundraise for school, and there was a box option. Check this box and put in a check for X amount of dollars if you'd like to opt out of attempting to sell this product. I'm doing that every time.
Oh, I would have done that.
Me too.
I did it anyway.
How about don't sell it?
We just bought it. That's what we did.
They bring it home and we'd be like, sell it here, there. And then whatever was left over, we're just like, all right, we'll pay for the whole entire box of chocolate. And
it's no different than the fire hall when you don't sell a ticket. You just buy it.
Yep. All right, can we leave now? Are we done?
Jeff sucks.
That wasn't very good.
What was that? Yeah,
that did suck. Those all sucked.
Didn't like that.
See ya.
See ya.
Crushed it.
See ya.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.